With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
We all know these iron fences when we see them. But little do we know they're holding hidden ancestral messages in plain sight. This is 2-Minute Black History, what you didn't learn in school. We've all seen the intricate designs of iron fences and doors, but they're much more than pretty designs. They're actually ancestral messages of hope. Enslaved people working as blacksmiths in New Orleans and other cities were tasked with building iron fences, so they used them to tell stories and infuse their identities within the work. Although there are many designs, there's one particular symbol we all should know. Adinkra symbols come from the Akan people of West African countries like Ghana and represent symbolic life proverbs. They are usually printed on clothing or artwork like pottery. Sankofa means to return and get it, but sometimes it is interpreted as it is not wrong to go back for that which you have forgotten. One of the most popular Adinkra symbols, Sankofa encourages us to look to past wisdom to understand the present, because our futures depend on it. The ironwork still exists right in our faces, and unlike some of our history, we can touch it. Our ancestors left these encouraging messages behind in Black communities across the diaspora, and there's power in that which we should embrace. We've been fighting tirelessly for freedom in countries never meant for us for centuries. Taking heed to the ancestral messages intentionally left behind for us is a necessary part of our resilience. No matter where we are, there's always a reason to reach back and learn from those who came before us. All we need to do is look around. In order to move towards the future, you've got to look to the past. This has been 2-Minute Black History, a podcast by Push Black. If you enjoyed this episode and want to show your support, please subscribe and rate our podcast. Together, let's celebrate and honor the legacy of Black History.